What?
No drinking?
Yeah, of course, but it's like...
You're killing me. Drake be on the radio every day.
Yeah,
like, non-stop. Like, like, he didn't just
get
took
him
over.
Out. So us coming up from the back. Where are we now here?
Okay, this is the Armstrong Tire Plant.
Uh-huh.
And this is where on August 27, 1965, George Metcalf got off work from here.
Oh.
And he got in his car and went boom.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And this is also where Wallace Jackson worked. What we just did, we did the reverse opposite of the route that Wallace Jackson would have took the day he died on February 27th. But this is the location where Wallace Jackson and George Metcalf worked, and other blacks who were trying to rise themselves up the economic chain here in Natchez during that time. So this plant was built around about the late 1930s, and it brought jobs and expansion in Natchez like none ever before. This factory closed down in 2001 after the workers went on strike and have been on strike ever since. So,
what did they manufacture?
Tires.
Tires.
Yeah,
oh,
this was originally known as Armstrong Tire Plant, and by the 1980s it was changed to Fidelity Tire Plant.
Is there a railroad track near here?
Yes, it is a railroad track near here.
Yes.
Actually, when we get ready to go to the building, we're going to go across the railroad track. So when I was a kid, we used to walk it a lot, walking to the other neighborhoods on the north side of town. So you know, I used to look down and be like, ooh, you fall down there, you're never coming back.
Why did the workers go on strike?
Wages.
And then they just closed down the factory instead of raising wages?
Yes. So one of the things I would like to do, if possible, put a sign or something here talking about the story of what happened with George Metcalf on August 27, 1965. Because this is when he was bombed here, this is what changed the course of the civil rights movement here in Natchez. So, and it's the site now has just become desolate. So maybe it could help bring some life to here also, speaking about civil rights history. This is pretty much the ground zero of Natchez civil rights, or the start of civil rights movement in Natchez.
So was it strongly tied to the labor movement?
No, not really.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Any questions?
Were the workers like mostly black, or was it like a mix?
No, it was mainly black. Mm-hmm. Yeah, after integration began to take place here in the Natchez area, the majority of the workers here at the factories were black. So the last factory that we had closed down here in Natchez was in 2003. So ever since then, we've been looking for industries to come here to Natchez. And also in that time, the population of Natchez has decreased. So I wouldn't be surprised this year when the census come out that we don't have no more than 13 or 14,000 people here.
Yeah. Has there been any like environmental justice work about this factory? Was it like cleaning the area or putting the workers? Or
Especially like here in the paper mill, people, you know, died from cancer and different diseases that dealt with that type of work. There have even been talks about, you know, destroying the factory, but they also talk about the chemicals that are in the inside and how that could be a hazard to the health.
Yep.
So now it's just a staging area for the local garbage company that's here, and they stage their, as you see, trash cans here. So I guess if someone needs a trash can in their yard, you can get it from over here and take it to your yard.
Where's the pulp mill? Where's the pulp mill?
The paper mill.
Paper mill?
Oh, the paper mill is probably about 4 or 5 miles south of here. So yeah, this place again provided a lot of economic opportunities for blacks until about 2001.
When did it open?
About 1939.
Right after the Depression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, and was this place in the entire, paper mill was a large stronghold of Klan violence or of Klan workers working here in the factory. So a lot of the members of the Ku Klux Klan in the Natchez area were people who were from the rural areas of the county and other parts of Louisiana who migrated to work here in Natchez and also participate in Klan activities. So, any questions? If not, we can load up and we can get ready to go to Miss Lou Heritage.
All right.